The book of Judges, Judges chapter number 14, verses 1 through 6, titled, A He-Man with a She Problem. Quite often when we look at our history, we can't help but to notice the strength, the power of some wonderful men. Men that has rose to the level of president, blessed to be preachers, great business leaders, you name it. There's been some wonderful men in our history. Unfortunately for many of those men that rose to such levels, as strong as they were, the He-Man, quite often they had a she problem. They allowed something as small as sex to tear their career up.
Amen.
It amazed me, and I don't have the answers, self included. The things that we as men would do to impress you ladies.
All right, there. Amen.
We'll spin. We'll give our lives. We'll fake, we'll front. Okay, we'll lie. But we mean well, Ray. We mean well. We just want to get off to a good start. It doesn't matter, Curtis, if we can't continue, so long as we get off to a good start. The same things that it takes.
Amen.
To get. Slide back to Burger King. It doesn't work that way, Chuck.
Right.
And then people like to bring things up, you know.
In a minute.
Women are supposed to be saved, but they're always reminding you of what you used to do.
Go ahead,
T. Fisher. The heroes that we meet, the He-Man, the strong men, quite often fall to a sheep.
All right, now.
I spent the last couple minutes talking about how weak we are as gods. But the He-Man can also apply to a she-woman.
That's right.
It's not funny anymore. Right. I got my own money. I had this before. I met you. I don't need nobody to do anything for me. And that's with the head moving. God God created man and woman because we need one another. And so sometimes God can set something up in which God sets something up, and it seems like God begins to bless a man or a woman. And it seems like the world is before him or her. It seems like he even moves or she even moves, and the wind is behind them and propelling them. It seems sometimes like blessings are all around. But somehow, in spite of how God has positioned us, we turn and we go left on God.
All right now.
We started dating folk that we know we should not be dating. Pray right now. You know what Ray Ray is about when you start dating her. She just want her nails done. She just want her hair done. Planning for the future? No, baby. Let's go get some scrimp. So we meet. And when we meet, we put our best foot forward. As we begin to put our best foot forward, sometimes we move and we get ahead of God. One of the worst places to be is anointed and don't realize that you're anointed. Because you hurt yourself and you hurt others. Samson found himself in a very unique place. That is, one night, it begins in chapter number 13, the angel of the Lord came to his mother, said to his mother, I'm going to bless you with a child. I only ask that you don't eat this type of food and you do not drink this, and I'll give you a child, and that child will go on to do marvelous things. And so the angel of the Lord disappears, the mother runs, grabs the father, tell the father, come back, and the angel of the Lord is right there. And so the father begins to have conversation with the angel of the Lord. And he says to him, you tell me how to train up this child. See, because unfortunately, in rearing a child never comes with instructions.
That's right.
What worked for the first one may not work for the second one.
That's right.
So that's why the Bible says train up a child the way he should go.
Yeah.
What it means is that you have to realize that each one of them little bad children has unique qualities about themselves.
Right.
And so the father petitioned God and said, show me how to raise this child. And so God, or the angel of God, began to instruct him on how to raise up the child. And so he says, God, or the angel of the Lord, he says, I'll give you a burnt offering. So he started it, and he presented to God a burnt offering. And then as the fire was going up to heaven, all of a sudden the angel of the Lord jumped in the fire and vanished. Jesus Christ was in the beginning. In the Old Testament, even though he wasn't born of Mary, Jesus was still alive. We just call him the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. And so Jesus showed up and said, this is how you're going to raise up that child. And so here it is, the parents have this child that is anointed to do wonderful things. And one of the things the child was called to do was to take back Israel from the Philistines. The Israel, or Israel, the church had got killed, and God turned them over to their enemies.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself things that you used to can come against, things you used to can defeat, now you can't do it, now it seems like whatever you do, God will not give you a break, you cannot move forward? Sometimes God will step back and allow your enemies to have a field day with you. And so here's Israel, the church. And notice that we're talking about the church, yet I'm talking about a she. Because quite often when you refer to the church is a she. the church is referred to as a she. Perhaps the reason the church is referred to as a she, because she has the ability to produce or reproduce. So the Holy Spirit, which is a he, impregnates the church, and that's how more Christians come about. And so the she that I refer to has nothing to do with gender, as in boy, girl. It has to do with the church who has some issues. All of us in the church have issues. And because we all have issues in the church, it shows how much we really need God.
Yeah.
Independent of God, we can do nothing right. And so what we have to do is rely upon God to guide us and direct us. And so like Samson, who was a he-man, a strong person, he had a she problem. Now the she problem had nothing to do again with a woman. It had to do with sin, humility, and his ego. Sin, humility, and his ego. He went to a foreign nation and he looked, he saw a woman. When he saw the woman, the sin that was already in him rose up. When you are going through something, God quite often will place something that looks like you in your path to see how you respond to it. So what he saw was a woman. Everything about him forgot about his anointing, and he instantly turned toward the woman. It amazes me sometimes how preachers who can pastor wonderful churches and have everything at their footstool, everything at their footstep, but is willing to give it all up for 3 minutes. So what's amazing is that we have to learn that sin dwelleth in all of us. If you say, I got it going on and I can do this and I don't need God, sin will tear you up every time, because sin is deeply rooted inside of all of us. Now, even though Samson saw a woman, that's not what God sent him to see. Sometimes what you see is not what God is doing. Sometimes you see chaos in your life, but what God is doing is blessing you. Sometimes when you see unemployment, God is trying to show you that he'll supply all of your needs. What you see is not necessarily what the God who loves you is doing. Sometimes God put things out there saying, now walk by faith. I know what you see, but that's not important. What I said to you, I told you I never leave you, never forsake you. I'm not talking about what you see. I told you by my stripes you are healed. I'm not talking about what the doctor said. When you're going through something, always turn to God and say, God, you promised me. God, you decreed. God, you declare. And I'm trusting you, Lord. What you see may not necessarily be what God is doing.
All right.
So sin comes in. And when sin comes in, sin will always fight against humility. That is one's ability to come under the voice of the Lord. Now for Samson, he went to his parents. And when he went to his parents, he says, go get me that woman. I saw her. And I wanted her.
All right now.
He says, go get her. Now, when he said to them, go get her, he wasn't being disrespectful. In biblical days, for a man to marry a woman, a contract had to be signed between the parents. So the father had to co-sign on the marriage. So if the father doesn't sign or willing to pay for what was necessary, then you couldn't get married. And so what Samson was saying is, whatever it takes to get this woman, I want her. Pay for it. And so the father and the mother in verse number 4 says, we don't know if this is from God. Now you got to remember that the Philistines had dominion over Israel. And so what they were saying is, now I see what's going on. But if I humble myself to God, God may be doing something that I can't see.
All right.
Sometimes God will lead you to a place that you've never been before. In the natural, it didn't seem like the Philistines and the Israel should ever come together in the natural. But sometimes God would do the most incredible thing, use the most incredible people just to show you that He's God. See, God is not a God who has to abide by what you see, because God knows where He's taking you. What He's trying to get us to do is to come and to follow Him, come and to trust Him, come and believe in Him, come and to never let go of God's unchanging hand. I know the winds and the waves come about, but hold on to me. He says, I'll be the bridge over the troubled water. I'll be your battle line in the time of a storm. He says, you got to believe in me. And when you believe in God, God then has permission to do the impossible.
Yes, yes.
Even when we don't allow God to rule in our lives, because we're not being humbled. If you really are a child of God, even though God can't rule, He still has permission to overrule. That's a wonderful thing. It means that even when I'm crazy, He's still trying to bless me. Even when I'm out of pocket, He's still pushing me in the right way. Even when I did something, His amazing grace still abounds. It means that even when I'm not doing what is right, God says, I'm still married to you, and I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. God will go through some things just to bless you. You think you want His blessings? No, baby, He wants to give them to you. You think that you desire what God has? Imagine Him saying, that's my child. I want to position you. I want to bless you. I want to give you deliverance.
Yes.
And so God is saying, if you just humble yourself, if you come under the authority of my word. Now, the parents begin to petition God. They say, I need to hear from God. When you hear from God, then you can humble yourself to God because you know what God is saying. Until your ego comes. When the ego comes, it doesn't matter what God says. Because I want my own thing. I want to do what I want to do. And so what God is trying to do really doesn't matter. Now God has blessed Samson, and He had blessed him in a way in which his life was all laid out. And because his life was all laid out, all he had to do was just follow God. But he said, I want to do this and I want to do that. Now, in verse number 5, it shows a very strange story that leads into verse number 6. And the story is kind of simple, but it's the story of how the parents went ahead of Samson. So the parents go ahead of Samson to arrange for the marriage. And as the parents are ahead of him, one day he's walking through the vineyard. And as he's walking through the vineyard, don't miss this, a lion simply roared at him. Didn't touch him, just roared at him. And the Bible declares he grabbed the lion and he ripped him, which means he tore him apart, just like you would grab a little kid or a goat and just tear him apart with his hands. In other words, he see the strength that he have, but how many of you know that power that is under, that is not under control, is dangerous? Give a child 16 years old a Corvette and watch how dangerous that could be. Give your little child, your little daughter, keys to the house and you go out of town if you like. Power must be under control. By definition, it means meekness. Meekness is power under control. When you get in your car and you drive your car, you're not as strong as your car, but you got it under control. God is saying, when I get in your life, you're not as strong as I am, but can I be in control? Can I be the head of your life? Can I be the Lord of you? And see, what he's trying to show us is that we have to come under him, under his submission, under his authority, and let go of the he-man complex. Let go of the she-woman complex. You think you're doing it, and God is saying, you're not doing nothing. As a matter of fact, you can't do anything independent of God. And so God sometimes will show you your strength so that you can understand you still need him. Samson understood that he was strong. He can tear a lion apart. He understood that just when the lion begins to roar at him, he tore him apart. See, what I love about God is that sometimes what appears to be confusion, and he'll turn the thing around and he'll make it work in your good. For the Bible declares all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that is called. See, he called Samson just like he called you. There's nothing big and great about Samson. That's nothing big and great about any of us independent of God. You see, but what he allowed Samson to do is to come face to face with the lion. The lion is still alive because the Bible declares that Satan is like a roaring lion.
That's right.
But one day the lion will meet the lamb. The Lamb of God. I know somebody. You may have a he problem and she may be it or vice versa. But I know somebody, a he, that can overcome the world. A he that can do all things but fail. A he that will never give up on you. I know somebody. He says if you come to me and submit to me, you can watch the lion overcome.
All right, man.
God is always up to something.
Yes.
When Jesus was born into the world, he was born into the world as a little baby.
That's right.
We call him the Lamb of God.
Yes.
But when he ascended to heaven, he sat in heavenly places. When he returned, he's not coming back as the Lamb of God, the little baby. He's coming back as a roaring lion. He's coming back as the Lion of Judah. Now, what Judah means is worship. What Judah means is praise. He says when he's coming back, he's coming for those that worship him, those that praise him. I don't know what's going on in your life, but if you give him some praise this morning, I don't know how deep your situation is, but if you give him some worship this morning, I don't know what you've been going through, but if you call upon the name of the Lord, he's certainly not to leave you. In the midst of going through something, I want to challenge you in closing this morning to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. When you say Jesus, Satan has to flee. When you say Jesus, I don't care what it is, everything that is wrong, all of them just become straight, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Buddha can't do it for you. Drugs can't do it for you. Alcohol can't do it for you. Sex can't do it for you. Nobody but Jesus. I've been going through some stuff and people disappear. When people disappear, God steps in. Will he step in your life? Will he make a way out of no way for you? Have you ever tried the Lord? You ought to give him some praise this morning. Have you ever been down and out and you tried the Lord and nobody understood it, but you understood even though the winds and the waves were still around you? But you know that the God that you serve, he's able, baby. When you're going through something, if you just let him be God all by himself. Now, why does God need for you to allow him to be God? Because he wants you to submit to him. God doesn't want us to serve him because we fear him. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. In other words, it's a choice for us to make. And so God is saying, if you choose me, I won't reject you.
All right.
If you choose me, I won't reject you.
Amen.
The Bible declares, listen to this. The Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In other words, he says, if you write with me, I promise to supply all your needs. Tell me what you need this morning. God is saying, tell me what you need. And whatever you need this morning, he says, I already got it. Not only do I already have it, he says, but I've already provided. When Jesus steps forth on the cross, he says, it is finished. Your bad times, baby, is finished. Your loneliness is finished. Your sickness is finished. You got to begin to talk to the demons and the devil in your life and say, get me behind me, because it is finished. Let me tell you about the God that I serve, the God that I always sit high, but he still looks low. Let me tell you about the God that I serve. When I was down and out, didn't have a friend. Won't he be a friend? up in your life and I restore everything. Sometimes God really will let things die just to show you that he still can raise up the dead. Lazarus was dead for 3 days, going on four. He stepped in Lazarus and he says, Lazarus, come forth. God is calling somebody forth today. And he says, come forth. I know it's look bad. I know your situation stink, but come forth. You got to come out of that thing. You got to come out of that thing. And he begins by saying, show me.
Show me.
Where you're laying.
Show me.
Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Show me.
Show me who made you stop believing me. Show me who told you that God couldn't do a thing. See, God will take you back to the ugly places in your life. You thought they were over. And God is saying, no, baby, we're going to go right back there and I'm going to show you that you don't look like where you came from. I'm going to show you that you don't smell like what you've been through. I'm going to show you like even though they tried to kill you, you still walked out of that thing. God is not through with you yet. If you're still here, you need to begin to praise him because he says, I dwell in the praise of my people. You want God to show up in your life? Begin to praise. When you begin to praise him, he begins to step in. Now, sometimes you got to be careful with God because when God steps in, you won't know that it's really there. So you'll think you're battling all by yourself and you crying out, God, where are you? And he says, shh, hush, you're taking a test. I can't talk to you right now. But you need to know, I couldn't allow the test to come. I'm just watching. I'm just watching. Now you got to know this. God says, I can't put anything on you until I first send you through the process. And so what you're taking a test for today is what you covered on yesterday. Calm down. Think about the material. Think about the man. And says, I know that he loves me. So all I got to do is walk by faith. It's gonna look bad, but walk by faith. See, faith says, I don't need to see God. I just need to trust God. Faith says, even though it looks like it's getting worse, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All things, all your mess, all your together. And God is saying it's working together for what? It's working the bad and the good. It's working together. He says, I'm building something in you because I'm taking you a place. Now, it won't feel good going through it, but I'm taking you somewhere. Now, if I wanted to kill you, you got to understand, I would have killed you a long time ago, so I don't want to kill you. If I wanted to hurt you, I would have destroyed you a long time ago. I don't want to hurt you. He says, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to elevate you. You don't mind if God lifts you up, do you? You know that he's a lifter, but you only know that if you've been down and out, and he reached down and lifted you up. He reached down, placed your feet on solid ground. He reached down and turned your situation around. That's the God that we serve. If you find yourself going through something, just relax. Just relax. He says, I know what the lion is doing, but the Lamb of God is present. In the natural. In the natural. The lamb cannot defeat the lion. In the natural. But God will take the natural. Put his supernatural. Make your the natural self able to do supernatural things. Why the sickness did not take you out? Because you were in the supernatural. That's why the layoff didn't did not take you out. Because you were in the super. That's why when the paycheck stopped coming and grace started coming. All you have to do is just trust him. But you can't trust he that you don't know. Faith cometh but by hearing the word. The word.
Yes.
In the beginning was the word.
Yes.
And the word was God.
Yes.
And the word was with God all along.
Yes. Amen.
So he says when you begin to go through something.
All right now. Hallelujah.
Begin to speak words.
Yes.
Begin to speak words. Let us stand this morning. I want to challenge someone to do something.